Good morning, GWA backstage. Hi, it's Alexa YVO, and I am currently hanging out on my couch here with my puppy dogs, one of whom is a really loud snorer. Even when he's awake, he breathes loudly, but especially when he is chilling like this. Let's get a little close up here. Listen to this. So that might be popping in the background while I'm talking. Just so you know, that's not some scary beast that's about to attack me. It's a little sleeping 30-pounder. Yeah, a little scruffy mutt hanging out with me. We're all cozy and staying warm because it's finally starting to feel like fall where I live. And so this is like our first chilly, lazy Sunday, and I am loving it. So I'm staying comfy. I could like go get my fancy mic, but no, I'm hanging out on my couch. Being really stretchy and talking into my iPhone instead. So how about that? But without further ado, I'm getting excited to dive into all these questions because you guys gave me a ton to work with and I'm really excited about it. So my first set of questions comes from 13th Fox. Hello, sir. I like your accent, by the way. First question was, what got you into recording audio for GWA? So I found GWA. I had been getting onto Reddit on a different account, starting to post like on subreddits, like pictures and stuff. And I think like somebody who left a comment on one of my posts, I was stalking their profile, like, you know, seeing if they're scary and crazy or anything. And they weren't. But I think I saw that they had left a comment on Gone Wild Audio, and that's how I discovered the subreddit. And then I think my first recording happened because I'd been considering it for a while, but like not really sure about what to do. And then and then somebody pissed me off, so I decided to record about it. And you can definitely tell in my first recording that's what was happening. So yeah, I guess pettiness is what got me into recording audio for Gone Wild Audio. Yeah, I should send him a thank you note. If you could only save three objects from a fire in your house, flat, mansion, what would they be? So two would be my dogs for sure. And the third, I'm not really super sentimental. I am, but I'm not. So, I don't know. I will hang on to like a piece of paper for ages if it, you know, is associated with something special, but I won't, you know, get pictures printed out and framed and hung up around my house. I'm weird. So I think it would be probably anything from traveling, especially England and France and the Netherlands. Really like traveling around there. Anywhere in Ireland too. I have a lot of little knickknacks and funny things that are associated with special days. I'd probably try to grab some traveling souvenirs. And really, and even then, it would be only anything that I can't get replaced or shipped internationally. Because, I mean, at this point, really, I mean, you can get anything that you want from anywhere that you want. So, I won't get too specific, but I would save some traveling souvenirs for sure. Do I write scripts word for word, use an outline, or completely improvise, or a combination? I completely improvise. So I don't know. It depends on how you define an outline. I have an idea in my head of where I want to go with it when I start usually, but even that gets changed up as I'm recording. Sometimes that happens, especially like if I get interrupted or something and I have to start and stop kind of thing. I usually... that audio will end up in a completely different place than where I initially thought that it would. It's funny how that happens, but once your mind is kind of taken out of wherever it was headed, it doesn't quite snap exactly back to that place. But yeah, I mean, it's all improv. It's just kind of coming out of my head as I'm imagining what's going on in the scenario. And that's usually why I wait until I'm pretty turned on to record, because trying to do that when you're not It's, I don't know, for me, the words do not come quite as easily. So when I'm really horny, it's incredibly easy to improvise like that and talk dirty. I have a filthy mouth when I'm turned on, apparently. Oh, that was a good snore, buddy. Would I say that I've been influenced or inspired by anyone here in GWA when it comes to making audios? For example, technical work, subject, performance. Yes. Yes, I would say that. And I don't think, I'm not going to call him out by name. I'm actually going to leave it as a guessing game, but it's a male performer. Because when I found GWA, I was mainly listening to male for female audios. And this person, I mean, their stuff, it was the first, their recordings were the first things that I kind of listened to in depth. And that sort of gave me a framework of what I even thought audios were supposed to be. It was like my 101 to GWA. So it's not like I think when in terms of personality and in terms of subject matter and all kinds of other stuff, I mean, I'm definitely my own performer, but the format, for sure, definitely been influenced by this guy. And even, I don't know, even in the tags a little bit. They're incredibly talented, though, like stupidly talented. So I aspire to be like them, but I can definitely say that I'm... my style, I guess, my improv style is definitely a derivative from what I learned from listening to them, really. I wonder if anybody's going to guess who that is. I'm very curious to see if anybody can. What are some of my favorite pieces of praise that I've ever received for my work? I don't know if I have favorite pieces of praise other than I think it's really cool when people notice little things, intent behind something. So if you can spot that I said something for a reason, I think that's really cool. I get a lot of, you know, that's hot, that's sexy, and I appreciate all of that. I really do. But if people can spot, you know, you said this and then you sounded like this when you said it, little critiques of technique, stuff like that. I really dig that. I like talking shop. So I like when people can really pick up on exactly, you know, they can kind of see exactly what I was trying to do with something. Also, I just like, I don't know, maybe come really hard. That's really fun to know. And that wraps it up for 13th Fox. Thanks for asking such lovely questions. That was a good way to kind of get warmed up and get started. I'm scanning the next set to see if there are ones that I'm going to answer or not going to answer. I should probably pre-screen this before I did this, but what are you going to do? Okay, let's see here. Okay. Hey, I am Jax. how long was I a listener before I started contributing? Not too long. I'd say maybe like a month, maybe, if that. I dove in pretty quickly. I've always kind of like had an audio kink. And I do voiceover work. So there weren't a lot of like obstacles to clear to get me to contribute. it really just took inspiration. And once that was there, boom, I was in. What's the kinkiest, in my opinion, thing I've ever done? Good God. The kinkiest thing I want to do but haven't yet. I don't know. Kink is so subjective. I was just on vacation. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm censoring all of that. The kinkiest thing I want to do but haven't yet, hooked up with a GWA performer. Kidding. I've hooked up with every GWA performer. Kidding again. The kinkiest thing I want to do but haven't yet, I don't know. Um, I think I'll leave that to your imagination, actually, upon further consideration of that question. Yeah. How has recording expanded your sexual horizons? This is interesting. It's actually cool because it's given me an outlet for some things that, like, I don't know, if you get a scenario in your head that you can't like stop thinking about, it's a really good release for it. It's also helped me understand some kinks, like by listening to audios. It's almost like they explain by hearing it. It sort of explains why something is hot to certain people, and hearing the why like that helps immeasurably. You know, like I don't know. I heard somebody do a brother sister audio, and that is not to shame anybody. It's just not that's not something I'm into. And then I heard someone's version of one, and I'm like, okay, I understand now. From hearing this, I understand how people can find it hot. I think that's cool. Just having the ability to kind of peek in and have not empathy, like maybe empathy, but being able to understand better, you know, where people find the appeal in something. Yeah, I like those. Salty Pepper 128. You got in trouble for a couple questions, it looks like. Naughty. But this one seems to have made it through. What was the longest you've went without getting off, and how did it affect your mood and behavior? I've gone long periods of time before. Especially like if you know, if you take antidepressant medication, that can seriously fuck with your libido. So, when I've been on that, I had other things affecting my mood and behavior so much so that I wasn't even thinking about getting off. And it sucks. It sucks to be so preoccupied with other shit that like sexual priorities don't even enter into your mind. 'Cause it's really, God, ugh. Yeah, not even thinking about sex is a sad, sad thing. Luckily, that's I've bounced back. When I'm in the mood, the longest I've gone without getting off. I don't know, a couple weeks. And guess what? I was cranky. I was stressed out and pissed off and short-tempered, apparently. And it's funny, it's one of those things where you look back after you do get off and you're like, oh, that's why I've been a raging bitch. That's why I've been a complete ass to everyone. I needed to come. Let's see. Thanks for the question, by the way, Salty Pepper. Low growl. So growly. What is the single hottest thing a lover can say to you? There's no single hottest thing a lover can say. Oh my God. What is the single hottest thing you might say or whisper to a lover? Okay, so single hottest things a lover can say to you. Honestly, it's just the want and the need. Like, want and need and desperation whispered in your ear is so hot to me. Anything, any combination of that sentiment. Especially when it's, yeah, just quietly, like in the air, while someone is, you know, actually inside of you. It is the hottest fucking thing in the world. What is the single hottest thing you might say slash whisper to a lover? I mean, that depends. It depends on who the lover is, right? On whether they find it hot. I mean, I don't know. I'm the queen of dirty talk, so there's not much that I wouldn't say or whisper. It just depends on the mood, what's going on. Sometimes, you know, it's more sweet, and sometimes it's completely, entirely depraved. And the things I will say depend exactly on that. And then I will leave the rest to your imagination. Most everyone loves touch and sight, but if you could only pick a third sense, would it be hearing, smell, or taste? It wouldn't be taste. Taste is fun, but it wouldn't be taste. Because then I would, you know, eat more kale. If everything tasted like nothing, I'd actually eat a lot healthier. So we'll get rid of taste. Smell or hearing. I don't think it would be smell either. It would be hearing. I would want hearing for sure. I mean, I have an audio kink anyway. I love hearing someone about to come. And I don't think I would want to give up that. That would be really hard to let go of. So, yeah, I'd hang on to hearing. Thanks for the questions, low growl. Ulan, I know how to pronounce your name because you are a subscriber to my subreddit. And we have had a conversation about that. You ask sweet questions. Let's see. What's my favorite season? It used to be fall. It kind of still is fall. Summer's like been creeping up though. Summer was really fun this year. So I don't know. Skimpy clothes. Like picking blueberries. Pool days. Everybody's out. It's always fun. Weekends are always a party. I just love summer. But there's so much to love about fall too. The smell in the air and, I don't know, getting to wear layers and getting to be cozy. And that, like, when you can let the windows down and cuddle under the blankets in bed and, like, outside air is cold but you're nice and warm under the covers, that's the best feeling in the world. And you cannot have that in summer where I live. So maybe fall. Maybe fall is still a contender. It's right up there. Tell us about the book you hate the most. I've got an oak tree that's attacking my roof right now with acorns. If you hear any cracks like that. And it also pisses off my dogs when that happens. So sorry about any barks that might ensue. So tell us about the book you hate the most. I don't know. I can't focus on hatred. It would probably be geometry. You see how tired I am on a Sunday morning? Geometry. I knew it was one of the GOs. Geometry textbook there. How about that? Or an algebra textbook. Anything to do with math in general. That would be a book I would hate. But also, why not The Fountainhead? I don't know. I've been around too many preachy objectivists in my life. So, and that's their Bible. So why not The Fountainhead? Take that, Ayn Rand. Take that. Getting all controversial in my AMA. Do I cook? And what's my favorite food? I do cook. I'm a pretty bitchin' cook. I don't bake because I'm not precise enough to bake. God, that would be a disaster. But I'm pretty good at throwing shit together and making it taste good. What's my favorite food? Sushi. That's the first answer that popped into my head. Instantly, sushi. But also, like, Asian food's great. I love Asian food. All kinds. Asian desserts are awesome because they're not too sweet. But the textures are always really great. So I'm into Asian food big time. But also I live in the South, so now I was gonna say comfort food, like Southern cooking and stuff, but that's not my favorite food at all. It's like gut paste. It just absolutely makes you feel disgusting as soon as you're done eating it. Like while you're eating it, it's fantastic. And then as soon as you're done, you need to lay down. There are restaurants where where like they give you free back rubs because you feel that gross after you're done eating. Like why? Just ew. If that's part of the meal, then don't have the meal. So yeah, we'll stick with Asian there all the way. Thanks for the questions, buddy. Sweet tart at heart. Hey. What's my favorite candy? All of it. No, I don't know. I've been sucking on Blow Pops lately. Quite a bit. They even made their way into an audio recently. But normally, I don't know, my favorite candy, if we're talking chocolate, is going to be Twix or Milky Way Dark or Snickers Hazelnut. Fuck! It's Halloween and I'm thinking about all that shit now. Otherwise, gummies, like Starburst. That's not really a gummy, but Starburst is great. And everything Haribo makes. I don't even have a sweet tooth, but now I'm just, oh my God. I mean, I do, but this amount of candy that I'm talking about would make, I'm a little nauseous thinking about it, but at the same time, I can't stop thinking about it now. Shit, let's keep reading questions. Do you have a favorite audio I've ever made? I think I have favorites, plural. I don't know, I have some that I like more than others. I'm like, okay, I did a good job there. Sometimes I post, I'm like, that was shit, and then you guys love it. So I don't even know sometimes. It's all subjective, right? But I have a couple where I'm like, I feel personally that I did a pretty good job. One of the most recent ones, actually, I really liked. What is it? It's Shifting Gears. I really like that one, actually. There's a line when you're, I don't know, the characters, like, young girls always have that mix of kind of being cocky about knowing how sexy they are and thinking they're really good at sex, but also still being a little bit naive about it, trying to pretend that they know more than they do. And it was fun to kind of revisit that place and kind of get that across. So I liked that. I was proud of that. And there are a couple others that I definitely, yeah. maybe 25 minutes and maybe In Your Sheets. Oh yeah, In Your Sheets. That might be a favorite just because I love, like, that spooning is one of my favorite positions. So favorite emoji. I mean, you can just scan any of my responses and they're littered with emoji. So you can see a pattern really quickly. Probably the devil horn smiley guy. I use emoji like punctuation. It's bad. It's real bad. Is it bimbo-y? I don't know. Either way, I'm never stopping. Thanks for your questions, lovey. We're moving on. I'm getting through this stuff. Monkey Dean, you, this question, I... Okay, Monkey Dean. In a battle to the death, would you rather fight a horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? Okay, so obviously I'm going to want to fight a horse-sized duck because I only have one thing to kill, right? I don't like killing anything. So if it's a battle to the death, I'm going to only want one death. I definitely don't want 100 deaths on my hands. Plus, it's a lot more work. So in terms of, you know, ripping my soul apart and effort, I'm going to go with one horse-sized duck. Although that is still absolutely horrific, completely. These choices are... thanks for the question. It's so bizarre. But I feel really solid about my answer, at least. So there's that. Mr. Licorice. How's Puggo? The closest object to my right is now my superpower. What is it and how would I use it to benefit mankind? Damn it, my dog is to my left. That would have been so great. Okay, so the closest object to my right is a bottle of Pellegrino. it is, I would use it to benefit mankind. I would prevent dehydration. So basically I would be the newest member of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. I feel like that's what I would do. I would be the Pellegrino girl. that's about a steer that, yeah, that's enough of an answer for that, right? Definitely keeping people hydrated with deliciously bubbly water. Thank you for that question. Somebody got their question removed, and I'm scrolling up. Oh, Tess the Sula. Tess the Sula? Am I saying it right? Hey, Tess. I'll say Tess. Buddy. Do you have a pair of those shorts? I don't know what you're talking about. Definitely don't. Definitely not. And I don't want you to imagine me in them. Don't you dare. Stop it now. Stop it. I mean it. Cut it out. At the point of your death, one of your most ardent fans wants to save you, and he offers you a choice. You can download your consciousness into a virtual environment, and you can exist for as long as you want as a digital entity, or you can be frozen and revived in the future where they will have the technology to regenerate you, but he estimates that could be 300 years in the future. What do you decide to do and why? So I could stay human, basically, and be awoken 300 years in the future, or pretty much be immortal as a digital entity. Digital entity. I don't even like going back to my college town now. Too much has changed. So the thought of being revived 300 years in the future, fuck that. No way. No way. I think I'd pretty much just grab the nearest pistol and put it right to my head if I woke up 300 years in the future. Nothing would be familiar. Nothing. And plus, like, oh my God, what would the world look like then? No. I need to be a digital entity who doesn't require any resources. And then I'll be super chill and happy. Just keep on coasting until, you know, eternity ends. Right? Yeah, that's my plan. Thanks for that. Wow, I got deep there. Hope I answered your questions to your satisfaction on that one. The Real Joy Burger wants to know my greatest sexual fantasy. Everybody think, greatest sexual fantasy. It just sounds like it needs to be really epic, right? Here it is. I got one. If we're going to go epic, I want to have a giant orgy on the grounds of Versailles on the summer solstice, where everyone is on mushrooms and and there are tons of different rooms that you can go in with different kinks, and everyone is in historically accurate gowns, and it's a masquerade, and I get passed around. No, I don't want to get passed around. Never mind. I choose who I... That's as far as I'm going. The rest you can figure out. But yeah, masquerade orgy on the summer solstice at Versailles. Optional hallucinogenics. Do I have or use sex toys? If so, what's my favorite one? I definitely have sex toys. I don't have a favorite right now. I'm looking for a favorite. You have any suggestions? Okay, next question. Lastly, you win an opportunity to have a threesome with any two celebrities. Who do I pick? So that's going to be... I want to say Jeff Goldblum for one, but I feel like he's going to be really, really, really too verbal. I like dirty talk, but I don't know with him. I feel like he's... I don't want to call him daddy, but he's just going to talk too much. So let's go with... Jason Momoa, for sure, and Chris Hemsworth. Yes, I feel like that's a solid pairing. Otherwise, Donald Glover and Michael B. Jordan. Either of those two pairings, I'm fine. I just feel like those are going to have good energy, good vibes, either one. There could be more. Let's see. Robert Downey Jr. and... Okay, never mind. I got to move on. Thank you for those questions, though. Bruce, one ace. Hey, buddy. Besides creating great audio content for GWA, what are some of your other hobbies? I have no other hobbies. No. I love to draw and write and cook. I love to dance, which sounds really cheesy when I say it like that. Oh my God, but I do. Giggling with my girlfriends, man. I don't know. That's not really a hobby, but I love acting stupid. Can that be a hobby? I'm definitely more on the creative artistic side of things. So anything to do with artistic expression makes me really, really happy. So that's, even if it's like mixing candles and making scents and stuff, I like doing that kind of stuff. I like anything that is that involves creating. I'm really into it. And that involves, yeah, even like cooking, or I'm letting my mind wander. I got to get back on track. Anything to do with creativity, though, makes me a very happy girl. What would be my dream vacation? That's the best question anyone could ever ask me. a never-ending one. I don't know. I love visiting Europe. I really do. I keep thinking about the Maldives, though. I feel like an overwater bungalow would not suck. I love Greece. I keep going back to the Maldives. When I say keep going back, I mean in my mind, my thoughts keep going back there. I have never been. And if anyone wants to send me, though, you know, you can come too. As long as I'm there, I'm, you know, anyone else is invited to come with. Just get me there. My God. Yeah, we'll go with Maldives, but always Paris. Paris, 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 again and again and again, too. Just like unlimited money in Paris would be the dream, because Paris is so fun when you can actually spend money. I've been there broke, and I've been there when I can spend money, and I definitely prefer spending money. Describe the best day of your life so far. That's such a big question. I've had a couple, but I think... For me, like, I don't... They're more sort of just being contented kind of days. I'm really thinking on this too hard. So I don't know if I'm going to answer it or not, because it's also like those are really personal details, best day of your life. But I would say that they all involve not so much giant, big, huge commemorative days. Those tend to like suck the air out of the room for me. Like there's a pressure to live up to on those kinds of days. My best days are sort of more chill, small days where you kind of like, I don't know, like a road trip where you are meandering and you just seem to hit every stop that you make is just delightful and fun and adventurous and great. And by the end of the day, you just look back and you're like, wow, every single little bit of that was incredibly fun and perfect. Nothing went wrong. So I would say the best days are the days where I have the room to go do what I want when I want, because that usually turns out really well for me. Thank you, darling. NSFW save. Thank you. They said I really loved your audios. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Who on GWA do you like listening to? Well, there's the guy. My mentor. The one I learned from. Definitely him. There are a couple other dudes. I don't know. Usually when someone asks me, when I have to name names, I blank. And that's exactly what I'm doing right here. And also, if I name names and I didn't name other names, I don't want to hurt feelings by forgetting someone's. Like, I don't want to leave anybody out. So I'm not going to name any names. But I will say that there are a lot of performers on GWA that I really do like listening to. And usually, when I'm getting ready to record, I will scroll through and check out the guys, see what y'all have been up to. And you never fail to kind of get me in the mood and get me ready to record on my own. So. Thank you all for that. I'm definitely pretty active on listening to what's going on the male for female side of things. Do I ever think I would do a collaboration? Maybe. I'm not opposed. I don't think they tend to do very well, right? Not that, I mean, that sounds like that's my first thought is, well, is it going to get upvotes? And I am addicted to upvotes, I'm not going to lie. That is something that I've been warned about, and it happens, but I'm trying to manage that, keep it in check, be mindful, all that. But I don't know. Yeah, collaboration can be fun. Like I like collaborating and creative anything. Like I like collaboration. I think it's fun. It's exciting. So no, I wouldn't be opposed to it. It would just depend on how and what. Especially with improv, it's hard to. Maybe not, I don't know. I was thinking it'd be tricky, but I'm sure people have found a way around that in the past. What keeps you coming back and making more recordings? Praise, praise, nothing but praise. That's a joke, but it's half true. I like being told that I'm good at something. I really do. I don't get tired of that. That's shameless honesty right there. That's being authentic. That's what I'll tell myself. Also, like, I don't know, it's fun. Like the challenge of I'm sort of in a place now where I've kind of done the newbie stuff. I've gotten that out of the way. I am in a place now where I want to branch out more, take on new things, try different stuff, and that's fun that there's always something else to try, something else to do. I like that about it. Like there's always room to try something different, and I really like that. If I had to eat 5 pounds of macaroni and cheese a day for a year to become theft proof, as in no one could steal anything from me, would you do it? No. Steal shit from me. My God, no. You could steal things from me every day for a year if it meant that I didn't have to eat 5 pounds of macaroni and cheese a day for a year. Ugh. So there's that answer. Thanks for your questions. Gabriel Kane won. Your flair on here is the clown prince of audio. I love it. Hey, buddy. What's your favorite TV show and favorite book? I have a billion favorite TV shows and books. So I don't know. Right now, I'm like waiting on The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel to come back. Like dying for that to come back. I am her. I am Midge completely. Like in so many ways. So I love that show. I'm obsessed with it, really. The dialogue is really snappy and she's great. And oh my God, she's got an amazing body. But it's a great show. And if you haven't watched it, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, check it out. The second season's coming out this winter and everyone should watch it because it's hilarious. But otherwise, I don't know, like everything. I don't watch TV, but when I do, I get obsessive about it. So It's Always Sunny in Philly right now. I'm watching the new season. I'm obsessed with that. The Good Place. I'm in love with The Good Place. Parks and Rec. I marathoned. Everything HBO has ever done. Stuff like that. I used to love Deadwood. That used to be my all-time favorite TV show because of the character of Al Swearengen. Fucking love that man. Oh my God. Anyway, favorite book. Oh, and for UK, Gogglebox, by the way. Favorite TV show. Gogglebox, all the way. I love the Malones and their dogs. That's really cute. Because I realize there are people from the UK who are on Gone Wild Audio. And, oh my God, I could talk UK TV, like, all day long. Anyway, that's a whole other, yeah, I'm not going to go off the rails on that. Favorite book. That changes. That changes all the time. Right now, I would say Madame Deluxe by Tanaya Darlington is my favorite book of poetry. I love her. Like, very tongue-in-cheek. I don't know. For favorite books, like, I have favorite authors. Hemingway's right up there. But I think, I don't know, I want to say that I've progressed beyond loving A Farewell to Arms and all the dysfunctional romance in that book. Right now, I'll talk about what I'm reading now instead, because I can't, for some reason, it's just too painful to pick a favorite. Right now, I'm reading a biography on on all the loves of Louis XIV, and it is really fun. His relationships to women were fascinating. He loved his mama, and he respected women because his mama taught him to. So proud of her for that. Anyway, thank you, sir. Thank you for your question. Sorry that I couldn't quite narrow it down enough to give you one solid answer. The one and only Michael. Oh, God. Top 10 ranked favorite films. Speaking of, like, not narrowing anything down. And please explain why they are what they are. Okay. I'm not doing that. Because I will blank on you completely and just say a bunch. But let's see what I can think of in like 10 seconds. Eagle versus Shark. I don't know where that came from, but it just popped into my head because I love Taika Waititi. I love him so damn much. That's one of my favorite movies that he's ever done. I love old movies too. That's the thing. I used to be addicted to like Turner Classic movies. So I would say things like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington or You Can't Take It With You or, Bringing a Baby. I love that movie. I love Katharine Hepburn and everything she's ever done. Stupid stuff that makes me laugh, like, I just want to pull up my Netflix. I don't know. I really like the Marvel movies too, honestly. Like Black Panther fucked me up. I loved it. The Big Lebowski, I can never let go of fully. Same thing with Raising Arizona. Like, I love the Coen brothers. As soon as I'm done with this, that's what I'm gonna be thinking about all my favorite movies, and they're all gonna come flooding into my head. Right now, though, we're going into the holidays, so A Christmas Story. Like, I love when TNT does their 24 hours of A Christmas Story. I will play it in the background relentlessly everywhere I go. My family goes insane. It's actually banned when I visit my parents because they can't take it anymore. But I love that movie. It is my comfort food. I love Ralphie. I love everything that happens to him. I'm obsessed. I'll tell you the rest in private, one and only Michael. That's my way of copping out of having to do the rest. Because really, it's just too hard. It is, it's too hard. If I don't have my Netflix right in front of me, I can't tell you. I don't know. Maybe something's damaged my short-term memory. I won't tell you what, but something has. Let's see what else. Fuck it, let's go again. Hey guy. I like your question here. Your wording anyway. So do your audios come from a place of a horned up fantasy, or have some of them happened to you, giving you the inspiration behind some of your saucier pieces? Most of them have happened. Have they? Yeah, most of them have. I said that without even thinking, but I'm trying to think of some that haven't happened, really. Game of Threes is dialed up a bit from what was going to happen before one of the party guests came out and started talking about politics for a fucking hour. Like, literally, that is what happened. Me and my buddies were there and stuff was popping, and then this guy comes out and starts talking about politics. And that definitely killed a mood real quick. And he kept talking about politics for a long time until we went in the house. It wasn't from, I guess it was horned up fantasy imagining what could have happened instead of that. But yeah, most of them are a real deal. Or have some kind of thread of reality to them that I then embellish a bit. Although seducing an older man, that's something that I have done but not consummated before in my life. That's as far as I'll go into that. That's given me some inspiration though. So I'd say it's a mix, but mostly stuff with a grain of reality in there, for sure. Graphite burner. Do you ever listen to your own recordings during sex with a partner as a general masturbatory aid? Definitely not as a masturbatory aid. I don't think. I don't really. My voice doesn't turn me on. I get real proud of it, but I don't get turned on by it. During sex with a partner, though, I'm not gonna answer that. I'm gonna let you flip a coin and decide. Dun dun ba dun bum. Sorry, Graphite. I hope that didn't sound too mean. I'm not heartless, but I'm gonna make you do the guesswork there. Hey, it's Metal. Hey, guy. Hey, buddy. You're a really great storyteller slash improviser. Could you tell us how you developed your skills? Look at that. What a thoughtful cue. Thank you, first of all. And second of all, I kind of started improv when I was a kid, really. So I've been doing it since I was like 9, I guess. It was cute. I think my mom took me to my first improv class because I needed a fucking outlet. I was being a mopey, sullen fourth grader. And she's like basically decided that I needed to I don't know if it was like this need of like coming out of my shell or what, but it was she dropped me off and she came to pick, back to pick me up, and the teacher pulled her aside, and my mom thought I don't know if she thought I was in trouble or what, but the teacher told her basically, like, you dropped her off and she was quiet at first, and then all of a sudden we got her to start, you know, getting up there and doing improv, and then she turned into Robin Williams, like the 9-year-old Robin Williams, and told her that they wanted to keep me for some extracurricular stuff that they did, performance stuff that they did, some extra stage stuff that they did. I ended up being in some musicals because of it, some other stuff too. But yeah, I sort of just, boom, that was it. Made sense. I lit up. That was that. So I started improvising from then on out. And it has definitely served me well ever since. Like it's, I don't know. I wouldn't call myself a quick wit at this point in my life, but I used to be, and it was helpful being that. So yeah, improv has helped me out a lot. I don't know if there's a really, there's that, that's it. I want there to be a longer, more in-depth, better answer to that, but I've been doing improv since I was 9. Ta-da. 8-bit hero 64. Hey. What's a fetish that you've yet to explore but are really intrigued by, and what is one that you'd like to include in future audios? Okay, so I was talking to some friends about this. They are, one of them is like so strictly dom, and I thought I was a brat, but I thought I was like a submissive brat. I thought I was mainly submissive. And then talking to him, I realize I am not at all. Like, I challenge way too much. I'm actually tend towards dominant in a weird way. So I'm intrigued by total submission. I'm not able to do that yet. I don't know if it means that I'm not comfortable enough to submit completely, or that it's easier for me to be dominant and that's why I do it. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm not good at being bossed around at all. And so the idea of honestly being completely submissive and following someone's instructions to a T without giving them shit is a fascinating thought to me, because I honestly don't know if I could do it. yeah, that's definitely, that's one that's up there. And latex, you know. Latex is hot. What is one that you'd like to include in future audios? I need to branch out a lot more in future audios. I'm actually wondering what people would like me to do, because I've got my little comfy zone I stick in, where it's, you know, very very sassy and very, I don't know, equal give and take, very switchy. And I like it there. I very much like it there. That's natural to me. So I need to branch out more. This is why I was talking with my friends about, you know, different fetishes and things like that. I have some friends who are really into all kinds of different kink communities. And I'm like, give me your insights. Tell me everything. Help me understand. So I don't know. I don't know which one that I'd like to include in future audios. There are a lot, really. But total and complete submission is one, because it's just such a fucking challenge for me. So thank you for that. Somebody's porn account asked a couple of repeat questions, but one of them, let's see, here's an original one. Favorite place in the house to have sex? It's going to blow your mind. Are you ready? The bedroom. I know, right? That's scandalous. It's scandalous. Also, the living room. Couch sex is really fun. Also, the kitchen. Counter sex is really fun. Also, my front room, because people from the street, if they are walking by, could look in and see me. So exhibitionist sex is really fun. But I don't know, I have a king size bed, and it's a 4-poster, and it's fantastic, and I quite like having sex on it. So that is my shocking response there. I'm sure it blew your mind. But thank you for asking. I wish I had some crazy, wonderful answer for you. Like, you know, my dungeon. Oh, right. Yeah, my dungeon. It's my dungeon. Yeah, that's where. Okay, Captain Jericho, you maniac. It's time to answer your questions. Number one, do I like nice guys like Einstein or bad boys like Vanilla Ice? I like medium guys like Gutenberg and his printing press. Yeah, medium. Two, the discovery of phosphorus is attributed to Hennig Brand in 1669. What is my strategy for honoring this discovery in my sexual audios? Usually my strategy for honoring it involves moaning a lot and saying the word fuck over and over and over. So a sample, like normally this is how I honor it. Fuck, fuck, yeah. Like that's, you know, was that not apparent to you? Every time, that's what I'm thinking about is Hennig Brand. Number three, what was my role in the Exxon Valdez oil spill? Stop asking. Stop asking that. I have signed NDAs. I'm not allowed to talk about it. God, obsessed with the Exxon Valdez. Number four, would I have sex with some banister polish? And if so, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, no. So there's no need to follow up with the if so. What the hell are you talking about, buddy? And number five, do you like grapes? I very much do. Black seedless are the best. And two sticks, Nicks. Last question on the thread. Can I be your daddy? No. No, you can't. I already have a daddy. But, I mean, can a girl have more than one? I feel like a girl can have at least a couple, right? Maybe I'll take applications for follow-up daddies. In the event that my daddy can't perform his daddy duties, right? Yeah. thank you guys. I think that's everything. All the things I'm willing to discuss anyway. That's a long ass recording I've just made here. Let's hope that my audio recorder doesn't delete it. Oh my gosh, it's actually still recording. Wow, that's an hour's worth. So I'm ending this right the hell now, because if anyone is stuck around for this long, you need to stop. You need to go do other things now. So get up, go do something else. Or actually, you know what I hope? I hope you've been doing productive things while you've been listening to this. I hope I was in your earbuds while you're, you know, like doing really exciting things like unloading the dishes and doing laundry. Did I really just say that? Oh my God. Ugh. You know what I hope? Actually, I hope you stop listening to this and you go pull up my audios and you go have like an amazing orgasm. That's what I hope. And thank you for listening. And thank you for your questions. And my doggy says thank you too. Here, listen. Oh, he stopped snoring. Exactly then. Anyway, for me and the pups, thank you all. Hope you all have a great rest of your weekend. And I will be around on Gone Wild Audio. I'll see you there. Bye. Mwah.